you take the red pill, the blue pill, or black gull? Well, don't worry, whatever your answer is, you're in the right place. It's April 4th, 2024. Today, the Matrix franchise expands, a new episode of Star Trek Discovery, a new trailer for Dead Boy Detectives, and casting for Netflix's The Witcher. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Multiple outlets have confirmed that WB Discovery is set to create a fifth film in the Matrix franchise. That's right, a brand new Matrix film. This film, however, has been specifically pitched by Drew Goddard. Goddard is known for adapting the screenplay for Ridley Scott's The Martian. He also wrote the movies Cloverfield and World War Z, and he wrote and directed The Cabin in the Woods and Bad Times at the El Royale. But he got his start as a writer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and eventually he worked on Angel, Alias, Lost, Daredevil, and The Good Place. All of this is to say that he is steeped in the world of pop culture, and he says so himself. In an interview, Goddard says, "It is not hyperbole to say the Matrix films changed both cinema and my life. Lana and Lily's exquisite artistry inspires me on a daily basis, and I am beyond grateful for the chance to tell stories in their world." Goddard is set to write and direct this film. He'll be producing with partner Sarah Esberg, and the franchise's original co-scribe and co-director, Lana Wachowski, will executive produce. There is no further news about The Matrix 5 at this time. Star Trek Discovery Season 5 premieres today. In an article for Variety, Adam B. Vary writes this. For most of the season premiere of Star Trek Discovery, the crew of the titular Federation starship are kept in the dark about their mission's main objective. All Captain Michael Burnham and her fellow officers know is that they must obtain a mysterious object from a 24th century Romulan's derelict ship that has been scavenged by two mercenaries. Kovich, the equally mysterious Federation operative during the mission, won't even tell Fleet Admiral Charles Vance about the object's significance. By the end of the episode, however, the mission has pushed Burnham and her crew to their limits, including slamming the USS Discovery into a path of a massive landslide threatening a nearby city. Before they risk their lives any further pursuing this object, Burnham demands that Kovich at least tell her why. The first two episodes of Season 5 of Star Trek Discovery are on Paramount Plus now. Netflix released an official trailer for Dead Boy Detectives. Here's how Netflix describes the series. Welcome to the Dead Boy Detective Agency. Edwin and Charles are best friends, ghosts, and the best detectives on the mortal plane. They will do anything to stick together, including escaping evil witches, hell, and death herself. With the help of a clairvoyant named Crystal and her friend Nico, they are able to crack some of the mortal realm's most mystifying paranormal cases. Dead Boy Detectives is based on the beloved comic series from Neil Gaiman and a new addition to the Sandman universe for Netflix. Dead Boy Detectives will premiere on Netflix on April 25th. According to Variety, Netflix has brought on quite a few new actors for season 4 of their series, The Witcher. They've cast Charlton Copley, who is best known for his role in the sci-fi film District 9. He's also been featured in Elysium, Chappie, and the Netflix series Russian Doll. Copley will play the infamous bounty hunter Leo Bonhart from the Witcher novels. Netflix has cast James Purefoy, who has tackled both live-action and animated projects for Netflix in the past. He starred in Altered Carbon, Sex Education, and Trollhunters: Tales of Arcadia. Now Purefoy will play Skellen, a high-ranking spy and court advisor to Emmer, who is also a prominent figure in the novels. Finally, they've cast Danny Woodburn, who's best known for a role in Seinfeld, playing the character Mickey, one of Kramer's friends. Woodburn is also a celebrated activist and advocate for people with dwarfism and disabilities within the entertainment industry and at large. In The Witcher's fourth season, Woodburn will play Zoltan, a fan-favorite dwarf character from the novels and Witcher video games. After the shocking, continent-altering events that close out season 3, the new season follows Geralt, Yennefer, and Ciri, who are faced with traversing the war-ravaged continent and its many demons apart from each other. If they can embrace and lead the groups of misfits they find themselves in, they have a chance of surviving the Baptism of Fire and finding one another again. The Witcher Season 4 begins production this spring. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new episode of Amazon Prime's Invincible premieres today. Come back tomorrow for an update about Star Wars. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 5th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.